There was a snowbird sighting on Pensacola Beach Wednesday. WUWF's Bob Barrett tracked them down.
There was music and food and a whole lot of different accents on Wednesday as the Pensacola Beach Community Church hosted a snowbird event for winter visitors to the region. Ellie Pugh is the operations manager for Wyndham Vacation Rentals, which organized the event.
Well, we've decided to do a snowbird event where we are showing our appreciation for our winter guests that come here and basically show appreciation for them coming and spending money here on the beach when we need it the most.
Officials in the Pensacola Beach community are stepping up efforts to attract more long-term winter visitors, or snowbirds, to the region. Nicole Stacy is the president of the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, there absolutely has. The chamber put together a snowbird committee with different business representation that's coming together to put together ideas to reach out to the snowbirds that are all over Northwest Florida as well as back in Canada and up north, and we are just helping the businesses promote their events like Wyndham is doing today, and we're happy to help.
The weather and the beauty.
Patricia and Joe Becker are visitors from Austin, Minnesota.
This is our first trip for staying a month. We came last year, we were driving through, and we liked the area, so we thought we'd come as soon as my husband retired, so that's what we're doing.
I'm a fisherman in Minnesota, naturally, so I'm trying the stuff down here. And I'm not having a whole lot of luck, but I'm trying.
Snowbirds are much more common in South Florida, where temperatures are in the 70s and 80s for much of the winter. But Nicole Stacy of the Pensacola Chamber and Ellie Pugh of Wyndham Vacation Rentals says the cooler temperatures here on the Panhandle are not often a problem.
I think the best thing we have here is our beaches. Obviously, they're the most beautiful to me in the world. And I think that really captures the audience. Yes, it's a little chilly, but they're okay with it because, let's face it, they're dealing with negative degree weather. So when it gets into the 40s, the 30s, last week was a little surprise. But this week, I mean, yesterday it was 63 on the beach and it was beautiful.
Like Nicole said, we've had some cold days, but we've also had some very beautiful days. And this is when our water sometimes is the prettiest. So it's been great. And I think that the winter guests are really enjoying it. And, you know, we're happy to have them.
And where is our current flock of snowbirds coming from?
A lot of the Northeast, a lot of Canadians. This year we're seeing a lot of people from Europe, actually. They're all coming because they're interested and they want to know, you know, what are some of the most beautiful beaches look like.
And Nicole Stacy says the chamber works with businesses up and down the beach as well as the Santa Rosa Island Authority to keep the region active during the slower winter months. But for some snowbirds, all it takes is a chance visit to the area. Pete and Christine Lindstrom from Indianapolis, Indiana, first visited the area when their daughter began attending the University of West Florida and have been coming ever since.
We just like it down here. We've been coming since my daughter went to school, and this is my first year as retired, so we've decided to come down for a month and a half.
There was no having to talk them into it any time.
Were you down here looking at the school with your daughter? Was that your first visit down here?
Or? Yes. Uh-huh.
And hooked?
Hooked, yes.
Bob Barrett, WUWF News.